And this is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. The electricity provider for Northern Colorado has adopted a plan to shift from coal to renewables. This move could cut greenhouse gas emissions by 90%. But CPR's Sam Brash reports environmentalists aren't satisfied.
The Platte River Authority provides electricity to Fort Collins, Loveland, and other communities in the Northern Front Range. On Thursday, the board voted to close a coal-fired power plant in favor of carbon-free energy. But their plan also leaves open the possibility of natural gas generators designed to even out the flow of power from wind and solar. Critics say that's not necessary since batteries are getting better and cheaper and can do the same job. Meanwhile, Governor Jared Polis praised the plan, saying it'll move the state closer to its emissions reduction goals. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A federal appeals court has blocked road construction on protected land near a coal mine outside Paonia. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg says it's the latest in a fight between a conservation group and an energy company that's been trying to expand the mine for years.
The injunction from the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver blocks Mountain Coal from further building roadways into the Sunset Roadless Area until the challenge from conservation groups is resolved. This summer, Mountain Coal defied a court order and built about a mile of road into the area. Company officials say the road is required to access coal and allowed under their lease. The company also says the Forest Service approved the construction. The conservation groups say the road disturbs prime wildlife habitat near wilderness areas. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Jane Marithi and her husband James left Kenya in 2009, and they became U.S. citizens in Colorado last year, just around this time. As Jane and James told my colleague Avery Lill, they came for the opportunities they couldn't find in their home country. They live in Colorado Springs, and for the first time, they are casting their vote.
It was an important feat as citizens to get that responsibility to vote, and we are looking forward to it.
That story is coming up in about 10 minutes on our series about new citizens. This is CPR News.